Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's Heat of the Day.
Oh, my God. Yes, and today, Jose Canseco's ex-wife, Jessica. She said that Jose is lying about her and A-Rod.
I told you.
She's known Alex for a long time, but hasn't seen him in 5 years. She's friendly with A-Rod and J-Lo, and Jose can keep playing with alien with his alien friends. No way, Jose. Basically.
Hold up. Can we pause for a second?
Oh, we talking about the alien part?
No. Can I say real quick, happy birthday to DJ Ultimate?
Ooh.
And he said that Rex couldn't handle being with him.
Stop.
So.
Can I finish the TV?
Okay,
I just wanted
to do that.
DJ Ultimate, thank you for interrupting the TV.
I just wanted to do that.
It's bad enough I'm not on live today because the internet, the Wi-Fi down. Now I got to deal with people interrupting the DMT.
Let's go.
All right. So, Raz B, he said he's off the Millennium Tour. So he doesn't feel safe because of Chris Stokes. Chris Stokes is around, I guess. I don't know. So then he says, good luck to everybody. Then he said, Omarion, if you want to talk, we can outdo it. I don't know. Bruh. So then, just a few hours ago, I saw that he said Before he said that he said he wanted to start shooting a surviving Chris Stokes movie. Call Lifetime. He also said that. He also said that. Y'all know how Chris Stokes' reputation with them was pretty janky. Like, that was messed up, what he was allegedly doing. So, anyway, a few hours ago, I just saw that he changed his mind. He said that his fans deserve to see him. I personally don't know anybody who cares if Raz B is there or not, but it would be nice to see all four of them on stage. Let's talk about some more alleged abuse. One of R. Kelly's accusers, Lisa Van Allen, she said that R. Kelly told her out of his own mouth that he slept with Aaliyah's mother.
What?
While Aaliyah was in the other room.
Yo, I heard that rumor.
What is happening?
I heard that rumor before.
That is a lot to process. I didn't even want to get
this. This is not the first, second, or third time that I've heard that.
Right. So that's that. Another R. Kelly bit is that someone called the cops to report a mass suicide was about to happen at R. Kelly's house in Chicago.
What?
The caller said that Azriel Clary and four other alleged victims had a suicide pact and they were all going to kill themselves, I guess.
What?
Police got there and found out that was a false alarm. Turns out, though, that it was the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Son.
What?
Like, I understand y'all sentiments, but that is not the way to do it. If y'all want to get him to go under, do it the right way. Don't be doing anonymous lies, okay? Mm. We see what's happening with Jussie. Come on. You can't lie. Anyway, another news with R. Kelly. He went to child support court this morning to try to get it lowered, and that did not happen. So that's that. Now, let's talk about this last story. Aunt Becky from Full House, she's going to jail, okay? Her name is Lori Loughlin, and as well as Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives. They are part of a whole college admission scheme. About 50 people are involved, including college coaches, standardized test administrators, and 33 famous people who paid college staffers bread to get their rich kids in school, basically, to elite schools. And Yale was actually one of the schools that it was involved.
So basically, they lied about something to get their kids in school.
Let me finish the story, though, because there's a whole lot of things involved. So from 2011 to 2019, parents paid an admissions consultant named William Singer $25 million to bribe coaches and administrators to lie and say that their children were recruited athletes. He hired people to take their kids' ACT and SAT tests, and he bribed testing center proctors to correct their answers on the test when the kids got them wrong. Becky, she personally paid $500,000 for her daughters to be fake recruited to a USC crew team. I had to look that up. Crew means rowing on a boat.
Yo,
privilege.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so I'm almost done. They've been indicted for conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. The administrator has been charged with racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. Felicity Huffman and her husband were arrested and released last night, and Lori turned herself in today, like about an hour ago.
Lock them all up. I know people who they locked up people just for lying about their address to get their kids into a different school, a different high school.
Listen, judges got to go to a better school, and they spending $500,000. Listen, you was that person to get rid of your kids. You want to pay $500,000? Listen, I'll take the $500,000. Send her over here. Send her to my house, and we can chill. If that's how bad you want to get them out the house, I'll take that money, sis. You ain't have to do all of that.
This dude made $25 million.
Eight years. $25 million. Just breaking anybody off.
We're thinking in the wrong business. We got this all thought out wrong.
I'm about to apply for a janitor position at Yale right now. Like, what
all this honest living ain't doing a damn thing.
Doing nothing. Which one of these colleges hiring for enrollment or janitor specialist? Which one? Sign me up.
Hey, bro, you got that IG for the guy that did the credit card scam yesterday? I need to follow him.
I don't. I think it's been deleted because
it's been deleted.
He's been arrested and all that.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. With that being said, tell them why you're mad is in the next hour. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.